Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Unveiling the wonders of their new love for God. Please understand from scriptures that we are made to understand that the greatest of all commandments is the commandment to love. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 to 40. The greatest of all commandments is the commandment to love. Praise the Lord. Then also in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, we are also made to understand from that scripture that love is the greatest of all of the virtues in the scriptures. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of them is what? Is love. So I'm trying to make you see why love is focal in the heart of God. Let's quickly see Romans chapter 13, verse 10. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is what? The fulfillment of the law. And until the law is fulfilled, you are not pleasing God. I'm not pleasing God. So that is let you know that loving is seen as a fulfillment of the law before God. So you and I need to understand that love is so vital, both in the mind of God and also in his agenda. The primary agenda of God begins with love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. So what motivated to give is his love for us. Praise the Lord. So love is so vital, both in the mind of God and in his agenda. That means to please God requires our love for God. To please God requires our love for God. And to enjoy the best of God and the best in God requires our love for God. Now, to please God, I want you to look at that diagram. Pleasing God shows an arrow going up to heaven. To please God requires our love for God. And now, to enjoy the best of God and the best in God requires our love for God. That shows it is this same arrow that connects with heaven to bring down from heaven all of those things we needed. To please God requires our love for God, and to enjoy the best of God, a best in God, requires our love for God. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, Bible says, eyes have not seen. What that is saying, you have not seen my best yet. Whoever has enjoyed anything from God, whatever anybody enjoys, is not the best there is in God. That's just there is still something in God that is still better than the best we have seen. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. So whatever testimonies we have shared by reason of our encounter with God can in no way be compared with what still remains in God. So if somebody is making a boast in God, he's honoring God. But the bottom line is that there is still something that eyes have not seen that is still rooted in God. Listen, I said the best we have enjoyed from God cannot be compared with the best that still remains in God. God cannot be depleted. So whatever we have seen shows that we have nothing compared with what still remains in God. And this season, our life in God will begin to unfold in the name of the Lord. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the heart of man. That shows even man hasn't conceived that which is still available in God. Nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. That shows whatever you can think in God is available. But yet, that is not all about God. What this is saying is that nobody under heaven has seen all about God. Nobody. No matter what our encounters, our experiences may look like. Nobody under heaven, whoever, has seen all about God. Praise the Lord. Whatever we have enjoyed is a bit about God. And my prayer is that your bit and my bit will be delivered this season. In the name of the Lord. So to this end, we conclude that everything that works in the kingdom requires the love platform for delivery. If you and I must enjoy the best of God this season, then we must come via the platform of love. You know, the language, you know, like in computer, we have high-level language, Abby. We have low-level. Which other language do we have? We have some other language too, Abby. Praise the Lord. But in God, there are two major languages, the language of faith and the language of love. And the language of faith can't be spoken until love is in place. Praise the Lord. You know why? We were given battle in Christ by faith through love. And when you come into the kingdom, you can only get anything done by faith through love. Because that is the currency in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. This season, may we begin to speak that language fluently. And as we begin to trade with those languages, things will begin to work for us. In the name of the Lord. Because every other thing in the kingdom operates on this platform. On the platform of love. Now, let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1 to 3, then verse 8. Bible says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Verse 2 says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all of the mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains and have no charity, I am nothing. Verse 3 says, and though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have no charity, it profited me nothing. Then verse 8 says, charity never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. How many of you have seen failed prophecies? It's not because God has failed, no. It's because they are spoken by men. Praise the Lord. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Praise the Lord. Now, please understand from these scriptures, we can deduce from this chapter, verse 1 to 3, that Christian service that is rooted in giftings and the lifestyle of giving becomes acceptable through love. Praise the Lord. So if the gifts you carry not channel through love, they are a waste of resources. Now, my prayers or your prayers are mere noise making without result because the heart through which they came from doesn't have love. That is, one can be praying on the mountaintop and everybody can hear your voice. They may not produce tangible results. Why? Because the platform from which such came out is not rooted in love. My prayer is that this season we will not labor in vain in the vineyard. That is, somebody can be sweating in the vineyard and his life will be attracting nothing from heaven. Why? Because something is missing and the missing link is our love. For God. Praise the Lord. That shows the motivation behind the manifestation of the giftings, the motivation behind the attitude of giving, the motivation behind the lifestyle of prayer must be what? Must be love. If you and I will not labor in vain, no one here will labor in vain. Praise the Lord. Faith in this vein is counseled and not proof producing when not motivated by love. That is, faith also will not work if it is not motivated by love. Why? Because love is the yeast that helps other virtues to work or deliver. Love is the yeast that helps other virtues to produce tangible results. Praise the Lord. If you look at that verse 3, it's talking about giving. That shows givings and sacrifices will produce zero profit when and when love is not the motivation behind it. Even if I give my body to be burnt, praise the Lord, as barbecue for people, but yet the motivation behind it is not rooted in love, one has just wasted that effort. That won't be our portion. Your life and my life will not be a waste in the name of the Lord. So the profits of our givings is determined by the measures of our lovings. I heard that one from Pastor David Oyedepo. The profit of our givings is determined by the measure of our lovings. So how much profit you want your giving lifestyle to produce must be determined by the measure of your love for him. Praise the Lord. No, somebody can just say, hey, you people, you are beggar. Just take this 1 million, go and share. You can see that the motivation is even humiliation. It wasn't rooted in love. Is somebody getting it? You people that are making noise, just for you to allow me rest, just take, go and share. You are your people. Such doesn't produce tangible results. So it is given. Is it given? Is it knowledge? Is it understanding? Is it prophecy? Is it faith or prayers? It is love that makes them work to become profitable in our lives as believers. It is love. This season, I pray that by the help of the Holy Ghost, we'll enjoy fresh baptism. In the mighty name of the Lord. So where love is taken away from the equation of all other spiritual exercise, the result will always be zero. We won't labor in vain. So this is the reason you and I must understand why God places so much emphasis on love. I will show you one or two scriptures so that you can see why God places so much emphasis on any of us. God has that your labor and my labor produce tangible, and that shall be our testimony. I said that shall be our testimony. Chapter 1 verse 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 3. Praise the Lord. Remember, last season, your work of faith and labor of love, patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, sight of God after. Now, the first thing there is that you can see there that must be with what? It must be labor of love. Any labor in the kingdom that is not connected to love will be an effort in futility. But God doesn't want for it to labor in vain. So let's see Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10. We are that reason why God so much place emphasis. He doesn't want his people to labor in vain. Look at this now. For God is not unrighteous to forget. To forget what? Your work and what? Labor of. He's not an unrighteous God. Now, if you labor in love and God forgets, that shows it will make God to be what? Unrighteous. But God is never unrighteous. He's a rewarder. God is not unrighteous to forget your labor and to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name. Anytime your labor, your service in the kingdom, your givings in the kingdom, whatever you do in them, anytime it is rooted in love, God will not forget. That's where we are going. That shows that if God will not fall of love, then God can forget your labor if it is not in love. That shows there are people that God forgets. That is where we are going. There are people in the kingdom that God what? That God forgets. That you will not be the one God will forget. I will not be the one God will forget. Because forgets anything. Is the why must we live to the point that we are working for God, but God is not with us? That is what he's saying. There are people can work for not be with them. But Bible made us understand that it is not unrighteous to forget your work. Your work and labor, they are the same thing. To forget your work, the one you do, perhaps your kingdom service. To forget your labor, how you make things happen towards his house. Provided it is rooted in love. Praise the Lord. Anything you do for God that is love motivated will propel God to always remember you. That's why we can say that it will not come to pass in my life. Even if it remains a second for me, fall into the ditch, something will happen. That is, people can talk that way when you are so sure it's rooted in love. And God has been doing it here. He will do it for you. I say, he will do it for you. So understand that without love, our labor in the kingdom is a waste. Without love, we access depths in God. We become ordinary believers. Please understand that there are ordinary believers. And what? There are believers commanding risk. Every believer, as everyone, is saved via the blood of the everlasting covenant. But not everybody enjoys a measure of visitation. So the actual measure is rooted in our love. What Mr. A commands is not the same thing Mr. B commands. But what determines what both commands is the measure of their love for God. This season, God will help us. Look at that 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. It said, eyes have not seen, neither have you. Can you reason it out? What God have in store for those who love him. This season, God will help us to access depths. Now look at it. Why is it that God so much show interest or place emphasis on love so that we won't become victims of situations and circumstances? If you look at Romans chapter 8 verse 28, Bible says something there. Romans 8:28. Look at this now. And we know that what? How many things? All things work together for good to those who love God. That shows if our love measure for God is not in place, that shows whatever happens will work for somebody's good, bad. Maybe you don't get it. All things can only work for good to those who love him. That shows they can be a believer. And things that are happening around such person will be tales, woes, calamities, and crises. That won't be our testimony. So this is the reason, because God doesn't want for his children to become victims of situations and circumstances. So he placed emphasis on love so that we won't fall victim. We won't be a product of evil. So that we can always have testimony. All things, many a times we quote that scripture, but is it working for us? All things work together for the good. For good to who? To those. That's just within the fold there are those. Will you be a part of those? That's why we need help. That's why we need to connect with grace. Praise the Lord. God will help us. So we can see why God places emphasis. So that you and I will not be a loser. So that you and I will not labor in vain. Praise the Lord. So that you and I can begin to access depths. We won't just be there while others are sharing their testimonies. So that you and I will have tangible evidences to lay hold on. That I served in the kingdom and this is what is happening. But I have good news for somebody here now. That God is already visiting people here. There are people here now that are having tangible testimonies. Day in, day out. May you be a part of them. But not without a heart repositioned for loving God. That is where our hearts must be treated this morning. And I see God doing so already. I said, God is treating somebody's heart now. If you are that person, let your amen show it. Now listen to me. God must continue to treat our hearts, because if you want to increase your measure of encounters, you must increase your measure of love. Papa is still working on his own in spite of where he is now. So that's why you and I can't just sit down and be watching. We have blood that saved us. But we are not operating with the same capacity of love. That one is not a sin. Love has capacity to grow. That's why you and I must work towards growing our love for God. It will grow. I said it will grow in the name of the Lord. So in addition, we discover that all of the encounters of scriptures delivers on the platform of our love for God. Let's see Deuteronomy chapter 7 verse 9. Deuteronomy 7 9. Hear this. Therefore know that the Lord your God is what? Is God. The faithful God who keeps what? And what? A mercy for 1,000 generations. With those who do what? That you can secure eternal visitation from on high by reason of your love for God now. We bless God for Pastor David Isaac. David Oyedepo. We bless God for Pastor Isaac. Even though they have made up their mind too, to secure what their father secured. But before they secure what their father secured, has been speaking in their lives. Is somebody getting it? Now that shows for you, you can secure for your children, even though they have a duty to still secure. But before they secured, what you have secured must have been speaking. I pray that somebody will secure something this month, and it will keep speaking in the life of your children. Therefore, know that there is a place of knowledge in identifying with what God required of us for you and I to partake of the covenant that is available. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God. Know that God is a faithful God. You can't serve him and he will not bless. But for blessing to come, your service must be rooted in love. He keeps covenants and mercy for how many generations? 1,000 generations. Even we are up to 1,000 generations. My family, I don't think we are up to 1,000 generations. Praise the Lord. But he keeps it for 1,000 generations with those who what? Who love him. Now, I've said it before. I said the lifespan or the shelf life of an encounter is 1,000 years. He said because a day with God is as 1,000 years. Praise the Lord. So that's how we can secure eternity for our children. Because no child can live 1,000 years. No child. Praise the Lord. I see things turning around in our lives in the name of the Lord. So you know that the proof of our love is in the keeping of his covenant. Look at it now. He said he is faithful to those who keeps covenant and mercy to 1,000 generations of those who love him and what? And keep his commandment. So our proof of love to God is in the keeping of his covenant. And his own commitment towards us is by what? Being faithful and by making his covenant to endure in our lives. I pray this season that the battle you fight as a parent, your children will not fight it. Why? Because beginning from now, that covenant will begin to speak on their behalf. Do you think, just to know God, do you think Pastor David Oyedepo now will go to the mountaintop for 24 days? That without water and without food, to ask for prosperity, to pray prayer of prosperity. Is it possible? He met it at home. And by reason of the covenant that is still speaking in the life of the father, people are still blessing him because of the father. There are blessings his life is commanding now, not because of his effort. Look at the baby that was dedicated last week. One of the grandchildren. Imagine you now dropping a G-class Benz for that baby. Is it the baby that will start driving that one? As the baby worked for it, who worked for it? The grandfather, not even the father. The grandfather. My prayer is that something will happen in our lives now that our children will not labor to end. Maybe you don't understand. I said something will happen in righteousness. That your children and my children will not labor to enjoy. They will just be walking into it. Let me tell you, when your children walk into affluence you work for, they know the best thing they'll be doing for you is to be praying for you. Ah, God bless my daddy. God bless my daddy. When you see children who curse their parents, it's because they had nothing to inherit. Will Isaac wake up one day and say, Daddy? No. Thank God for our father. That is what we'll be hearing. Because there are things they are enjoying they did not labor for. They are not fighting the battle their father fought. Are they fighting? To go and look for one secret of prosperity. When they woke up, they were given birth to it. And they were living with it. When Pastor David had his wedding, you know how many cars were lined? How many did he use? You know how many kings were present? Is it by his connection? No, that was what grace has made available. So that's why we need to labor to enter into it so that our children will not labor. The love of God is a requirement. My prayer is that the battles I fought, may none of my children fight it. May same answer for everyone here. In the name of the Lord. God has the capacity to preserve his covenant in the life of that person that loves him to 1,000 generations. Abad Papa said it, that his children can never know poverty. Even the one that is an area boy, Coco Zaria, that is connected, even as an area boy, is still making multiple money. People will be wondering. Let me tell you, there are people who will not know Jesus in the lineage of Bishop David Oyedepo, but they will not be poor. Because there is a spillover of grace and mercy that will be answering for them. I'm meant to understand that it wasn't the prayer of Abraham that brought Lot out of Sodom and Gomorrah. But God said, because of the covenant I had with Abraham, everyone around him enjoyed the flow of that blessing. So it was Abraham God considered to spare Lot. It wasn't because of the righteousness of Lot. That shows your love life for God can secure your generation. That people, just by bearing people's name, say, no, he's Oyedepo. Let's leave him. He may be related to Papa. He wasn't aware, but his name is bailing people out from the dungeon of life. Something will happen around somebody's destiny here. And your children will wake up to pray for you. I said, your children will wake up to pray for you. I said, may your children wake up tomorrow and begin to pray for you. By reason of the spillover of grace that is coming as a result of your love life for God. Praise the Lord. So it is our love for God that enhances the full delivery of our portion in God, which is the covenant. Above all, hear this. Love is both a decision and a choice. You can't enforce it on people. Love is what? Is both a decision and a choice to make by an individual. But that decision, when those around you leverage on it, they enjoy delivery. Praise the Lord. So until this choice to love is made, the empowerment to love will not come. Now, many a times we don't know how grace works. When we talk about grace, we are talking about the empowerment of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Grace doesn't just work anyhow. Grace works with decision and choices. Praise the Lord. Until the choice to love is made, the empowerment of the Holy Ghost to love will not come. That is why Romans chapter 5 verse 5 tells us that the love of God is shed out in our hearts. By who? By the Holy Ghost given to us. Because at salvation, a new spirit is given. Praise the Lord. The spirit of the Most High, which is the Holy Ghost. And it's this Holy Ghost that will now be working on our love level. Praise the Lord. To help us, to spread that love, to make sure it works. But now, how much of the Holy Ghost we now engage will now determine the depth and the measure of that love we carry. Praise the Lord. The love measure in the life of every believer is not the same. But if you want to measure it and if you want to increase it, you need to now go and meet with the custodian of that spirit, who is the Holy Ghost. He's the spirit of love. So when we now engage him, he's now the one who will begin to share that love of God abroad in our hearts. He's the one who will now begin to help us enhance on the measure of it that we carry. This season, may we engage the person of the Holy Ghost. So we need to understand that it is the Spirit of God, that the Spirit of God is the Spirit of love, who comes to enhance and enables our capacity to love God. But it won't come until we have made the choice. It's like you telling somebody, you're asking somebody, come and be my guest in church next Sunday. Will you be around? He said, God will help me. No. Such person will not come. He has not answered. Praise the Lord. If the person answered, yes, I love to be in church, I will be there next Sunday, but God helping me, then help will come. Why? Because he has made a decision. He has made up his mind to come. These are the people that you will see. But you said, somebody said, let's be looking at it by his grace, yeah? That grace will not come near that person. Praise the Lord. Because that person hasn't made up his mind. Imagine preaching salvation. The Bible says the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. But all men should be saved now. Who are those that are saved? Those who made up their mind to be saved. Those who come. Because there can be no salvation without repentance. So those who made up their mind, they come and repent. These are the people the grace of salvation rests upon. And they become saved. Praise the Lord. So why all this story? Love is both a decision and a choice. So when we make up our mind, telling God, God, I want to love you more. You have made up your mind. Then you can now connect with the grace, the help of the Holy Ghost to help you love him more. That help is available for everyone here. So that love, that grace is available for me. I don't know about you. I said that grace is available for me. I don't know about you. Praise the Lord. So we must make up our mind. And once we do this, help will come. So ours is to take a stand by our choice or decision. While the Holy Ghost will now come to empower our choices for delivery. Praise the Lord. It's like you visited, a mall, shopping mall. You made up your mind. You pointed at items. These are the things I want. These are the things I want. Perhaps in a shop, we are people, services, customers. Until you point at what you want, nobody will bring it down for you. If you are there just looking around, they will be looking at you too. And they will be suspecting you. Praise the Lord. Watch that man. No, he was just looking around. Watch him more. Is the CCTV on? And you become the suspect. Praise the Lord. But when you enter and say, look, bring this one, they respond. Praise the Lord. And they begin to gather them together for you. So same thing applies in the realm of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. God, the Holy Spirit, will not work on assumption. He works with decision and choices. And as we make one this season, we'll enjoy. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? Of love. That shows there is a spirit of love. That spirit will engage him this morning, and our love life will enjoy elevation. Praise the Lord. Let's see 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. 1 John 5, 3. Verse 3. Praise the Lord. I believe somebody is already working on his mind now. For this is the love of God, that we what? That we keep his commandment. Look at the next line. And his commandments are not grievous. Now, we need to marry all of them. If it is the love of God we are operating, the proof of his love, if we must show him that we love him, is to do what? It's to keep his commandments. Because that love is there, it won't be a burden for us to keep his commandment. Whatever instruction he gives, you take it with delight. What is that? If the love of God is there, instructions from God, from church, will not be a burden. We won't see it as stress. Praise the Lord. That's what we see many things as stress. Imagine. They say we should fast again. These people will not kill us with fast. The last one I fasted, I never recovered. Praise the Lord. They have brought another 26. Praise the Lord. Fast for Nigeria. All the time. The one we have been fasting, what have we seen? I was with a pastor yesterday at the polling unit. This is a pastor with us in this commission. And we both prayed. We both engaged 3 days fasting and prayer, Abby, for Nigeria. And when he got to the polling unit, you know, I was ashamed. While we were talking with people that are now members of this commission, we were now talking. He was the first person to say, I just came, sir, because I know that our votes don't count. It's like I should slap him. I just kept quiet. That man, imagine, somebody from the Catholic side now said, Oga, it is high time we change this mentality. Abba. So I just use wisdom. Since they are counseling you now, take counsel. When you finish, meet me. Praise the Lord. Can you see now? So when you that shows in the first place, the prayer you pray, you never believed in it. Then why did you engage? Can you see how why things are not working for us the way they should be working? Because there are things we undo as if they are bought. They are disturbing us. Outreach again. The share flyer 3. The 3 they gave me is under my pillow. They want to give me another one this Sunday. Praise the Lord. And you must collect. Praise the Lord. So where you collect will not leave you with God. You are your own. We've like waste our money under your pillow. You should know what God will do. Praise the Lord. So these are the things. For this is what love for God is. To do what? To keep his commandment. Now, his commandments are not a burden. You know why? When that love is there, you won't see it as a burden. Now, when you love your wife, Ejinewale, you love your wife, will it be difficult for you to go to terminals because of that person? Are you getting me now? You will see it as a delight. Well, because something is moving you. I'm doing it for my wife. Praise the Lord now. When we look at it from that angle, we understand. Because love makes people to suffer long. To bear long. To endure. But the works of God must not be done as if it's a burden or a yoke on our neck if this love is there. But we are now seeing it as a burden and as a yoke. Then we can now engage the help of the Holy Ghost. Who will now make it, when he now comes around, he makes it to become a delight. Praise the Lord. Going for outreach, you just see it as normal thing that we should do. I say the help of God come for us this season in the name of the Lord. Now, hear this as we begin to shut down. So with the help of the Holy Ghost, we have and we enjoy delight at keeping his commandment. And when we do that, you now see the blessings that are cruised to such lifestyle. Let's see Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. We quickly. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord. Who what? Delights greatly in his commandment. This fear, replace it with love. Praise the Lord. Blessed is that man who loves who? Who loves the Lord? Who what? Delights greatly in his commandment. Then what happened to them? His descendants will be mighty. Can you see what I was saying about Bishop? Now, who are those who keep the commandment? He's the one keeping it. But who are those becoming mighty? His children. That's what there are things you and I can do now that can create the platform for our kids becoming mighty on the face of the earth. And his descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright, those who keeps the commandment of God, those who love God and never see his work as a burden, what will happen to their generation? Shall be blessed. Look at verse 3. What is this? Wealth and riches will be in his house. Will they labor for it? No. I'm not saying people will not work. But now I am telling you that you can reduce the level of burden on your children, the labor they will get engaging before they make it. You sweat to make sure things work. They must not sweat that stupid sweat. If our children see sweat the way we sweat, it's a curse. But we can alleviate that curse by creating the platform with our own life to secure their own future. Heaven will open over our lives. Let's quickly see one or two proofs or evidences of their new love for God. I can see that somebody is making up his or her mind now to reposition himself before God, all because of our children. Praise the Lord. Now, for God, steers the heart of believers to crave the house of God from where giants are raised. You know, in Obadiah 21, Bible says, saviors will come out of Mount Zion. So God is raising men from Zion. So when we love God, it will steer our hearts to crave for the house of God. We won't do things in the house of God as if we are doing God a favor. Praise the Lord. To crave for the house of God from where giants are made. And you and I will be made here. Our children will be made here in the name of the Lord. We see that in Psalm 87 verse 1 to 7. Number 2. Our genuine love for God facilitates answers to our prayers. It facilitates answers to our prayers. That perhaps that is the reason behind why most of our prayers look like they are unanswered. We have been praying same thing over and over again, and it looks like we are not seeing the finger of God. Let us ask for the help of the Holy Ghost to help us upgrade our love level. Praise the Lord. Then we'll see what will begin to happen. It facilitates answers to prayers. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6 to 9. You can just write it. Praise the Lord. Number 3. Our genuine love for God puts believers in command of the supernatural. Things will just begin to happen around us. You know, in Acts 14, 11, the Bible says, and when the people saw that Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lyconia, the gods are come down to us in the likeness of man. When they see that what used to kill them couldn't kill Paul. He said, this one, now strange being, is a god. Somebody will turn to a god here. You know, as a child of God, you are a god. 2 verse 5. They know not and they understand not. That's why all of the inhabitants of the heart are out of course. They do not know nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the heart are unstable. This is the reward of ignorance. I said, ye are gods, and all of you are what? The children of the Most High God. That's just every child of God is a God. Is somebody getting it? After this meeting, we'll begin to operate as gods in the name of the Lord. So you can write Ephesians chapter 17 to 19. Number 3. Their new love for God unleashes the blessings of God on believers. Same dimension of blessing will be coming our way. And that shall be your experience. That shall be my experience. Can I hear this sounding, amen? I know some of us did yesterday. We are helping them to count votes. We'll soon release us to go and sleep at home. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know you are sleeping. Shout hallelujah. Be awake in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So it unleashes the blessings of God on believers. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 1 to 3. That shall be our testimony in the name of the Lord. I said that shall be our testimonies in the name of the Lord. So today is the third in the series of our covenant day of exemption. I've just given us some of those exemption clips. So that we go home with them. And we begin to enforce it. Praise the Lord. The hand of God will come upon our heads in an unusual manner this morning. And whatever every individual suffers around us will dwellings. So whatever they suffer will not come near dwellings. In the mighty name of the Lord. Is somebody blessed by the first message? Shout a big hallelujah. In 1 minute, I want us to speak to God. Holy Ghost, please come and help my love life. Let him hear you now in 1 minute. I desire your help. I desire your help. Breathe upon my heart. Help my heart. I ask for grace. I ask for fresh baptism of the Spirit of love. Let this rest upon my life so that my love level for you will change. And my encounters, my experiences will begin to change for better. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Briefly this morning, let us quickly see what exemption looked like. Now, we saw how God exempted the Israelites, the church in the wilderness, from the plagues that came upon them in Egypt. Now, when that stuff happened in Egypt, they were preserved from that affliction. They were in Goshen, but every other thing happened around every other place in Egypt. My prayer is that wherever you will be this season will be turned to Goshen for you by reason of the exemption hand of God upon your life. Now, in Exodus chapter 8, verse 20 to 24, I will just mention them. Number one, we read from that scripture how swarm of flies descended on Egypt. Praise the Lord. And that swarm of flies connotes decadence and stench. Decadence and stench. Something that was beyond repair. Smelling all over. Corrupt. Something that had been corrupted. This season, every trace of decadence and stench around anyone's life will be swallowed up. And the last experience you have will be the last you ever have. By reason of this exemption, your life will not smell. Your life, your destiny will not be decayed. In the mighty name of the Lord. So, swarm of flies, connotes decadence and stench. Number two, in Exodus chapter 9, verse 1 to 7, we read from that scripture also how virtually all their cattle were dead. Behold, the hand of the Lord will be on your cattle in the field, and on the horses, and on the donkeys, and on the camels. And what happened? All of them died. Praise the Lord. And if you understand, you know that in those days, in their days, they trade with cattle, oxen. So that is their means of livelihood. So death of cattle connotes what? Collapse of businesses and careers. And when that happened in Egypt, it never happened in Goshen. I pray for somebody here this morning that while other people are crying of business collapse, yours will be rising. You will be building new ones. Somebody's career here is receiving life by reason of the exemption that is coming upon you. In the name of the Lord, there shall be no death cattle in your world. In the name of the Lord. Number three, hails and tempests mingled with fire. That is Exodus chapter 9, verse 18 to 26. And that connotes devastation and destruction. They couldn't help it. Things were just crumble. When one evil news comes, before they recover, another one is hitting them. I pray that shall be the testimony in the camp of your enemies. All those who says you won't rise, I decree for them hails and tempests mingled with fire in the name of the Lord. But for you, by reason of this exemption, you will not see devastation. No destruction will come near your dwellings. In the name of Jesus. In Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 to 23, Bible says, gross darkness covers the land. Gross darkness covers the land. What does that connote? It connotes lack of direction, total confusion, stagnation, frustration and despair. I pray this morning that by the hand of exemption of God upon our lives, no one here will know darkness anymore. Every trace of confusion is swallowed up. Every siege of stagnation is destroyed. Frustration is canceled. Despair is broken. In the name of Jesus, for you, by the help of the Holy Ghost, will enjoy divine direction. And that will grant you speed in life. In the mighty name of the Lord. For those trusting God for their life partners, I cause the siege of misdirection. In the mighty name of the Lord. So shall it be. The last one there is the plague of sudden death. Exodus chapter 12, verse 29 to 31. I know we've been shouting it here. The scourge of sudden calamity won't come near our dwelling. So by reason of the exemption hand of God, sudden death is terminated. In your camp, there shall be no sudden death. In your life, there shall be no sudden death. In the life of your husband, there shall be no sudden death. In the life of your wife, there shall be no sudden death. In the life of your children, there shall be no sudden death. Under your roof, there shall be no weeping. In the name of Jesus. So in Psalm 118 verse 17, today we have a better covenant based on better promises. Why? Because we are a people of God. What they suffer, you and I will not suffer. As we shut down this one, let's quickly look at how to exercise our exemption right. Number one, believe in your exemption right in redemption. Believe that redemption creates the platform for exemption for you. Psalm 91 verse 1 to 7. You know, a thousand shall fall by your side and tens of thousands by your left. You, with your eyes, you will see them, and evil shall not come near your dwelling. I thought somebody is claiming that one now. That shall be your testimony. So believe in your exemption right in redemption. Hebrews 10:38. Number two. Upon salvation, keep the love of God alive in your heart. Let the things that matter to God matter to you. Praise the Lord. Let the house of God matter to you. Let the people of God matter to you. Let what God likes matter to you. Let what God loves matter to you. Praise the Lord. Upon salvation, keep the love of God alive in your heart. Psalm 91 verse 14. Like we read in the morning, Romans chapter 8 verse 20, the Bible says, for we know that all things worketh together, all things worketh together to them that love God and to them that are called according to his name. Let's see that Psalm 91 verse 14. Praise the Lord. Because he has set his love upon me, that is God talking. Therefore, I will deliver him. I want us to read it prophetically. Because I have set my love upon God, therefore God will deliver me. He will set me on high. Because I have known his name. That will be our prayer before we shut down this morning. Praise the Lord. So we must be ready to set our love upon him so that he can what? He can deliver us. Somebody here will enjoy deliverance. Number three, remain dedicated to kingdom advancement endeavors. Remain dedicated to kingdom advancement endeavors. Be concerned about this agenda. Currently running now, we have our 12 weeks of appointed harvest. Praise the Lord. 12 weeks of appointed harvest. We are meant to bring in 12 souls this year. Perhaps one every month as the Lord enables you. Praise the Lord. And we are working towards seeing the hand of God made manifest here to increase us. We are talking about four level, you know, dimension of church growth, which is a possibility by the hand of God. I will enjoy it. So let what concerns God concerns you. I've seen people coming to meet me when I was building our toilet. It shows their heart is there. Praise the Lord. And when your heart is there, every other thing you need to be a part, God will begin to make available. No one here will take the back seat. I said, no one here will take the back seat in life in the name of the Lord. So remain dedicated to kingdom advancement and endeavors. Let us reach out to souls this season. Luke chapter 10 verse 1 to 2 and 17 to 19. Lastly, keep speaking openly your exemption rights. Now let me tell you this. Even immediately you leave this place now, devil will come and suggest something to your heart. Are you sure you will see your 58th birthday? You are the one now who will now use your mouth. That no, may have been exempted from what? From untimely death. Our pastor already told us there shall be no loss. I believe I will not suffer loss.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.